from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The line movement on this game. I've been referring to it as what I think is a winnable game. That's not a prediction for you. They're going to win. But they could beat the Bengals. They could beat the Jets. I think they will beat Seattle. In the first month of the year, I consider the 49ers not a winnable game.
Okay. At
no
least
chance.
You're there.
Well, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between a game that you can win and a game you have no shot at. And I think there are more winnable games on the schedule than a lot of people, which is why I'm at 6 wins, and I think a successful year is 8 or 9 wins. The line has moved substantially. 2 points. From 9.5 where it opened, down to 7.5. And at bare minimum, it's doubt about Ja'Marr Chase and whether or not he'll play. Potentially, there's information going around that Ja'Marr Chase will not play. It's Wednesday. He's not out there. So that line movement, unless I've missed something today where he's out there on the practice field.
No, not seeing anything on Chase.
That line movement seems to be an indication that it's coming back to the Pats. They're still the biggest dog on the board. But I think that's interesting going into week one. And you suggested this earlier, Keith. It's not like the Bengals start quickly.
No.
Or start these years very strong with Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow. They haven't done that.
Well, it's fine. I mean, the NFL, by the nature of it, like, they want close games. You look at every single spread on the board, it's normally right around 3 points, like 4 points. There's no double-digit spreads on the entire week one slate. The Patriots, whether it's 9.5 or 7.5, is the most lopsided. So, like, just by the nature of it, like, they desperately want parity. There's always upsets. Right, that's why you have like survivor pools and things like that. Even the worst teams in the league, we were talking about how the Patriots beat the Bills last year. The Carolina Panthers beat the Houston Texans, who were also a division winner. So bad teams get wins. I don't think they win on Sunday, but I get where you're coming from because Cincinnati has started slow. You could see them not taking the Patriots seriously. Ja'Marr Chase is one of the best players in the league. If he doesn't play, that obviously changes things. They have a bunch of guys on their team not thrilled with their contracts, including T. Higgins. So who knows how all that's going to play out once the season starts. We haven't seen Joe Burrow in a while.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
There might be some rust factor.
So rust factor number one. Number two, I was reading Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports today. I like his work a lot. There's questions in Cincinnati whether or not he's even fully healthy. Like, forget rust.
Yeah.
Whether he's fully healthy and fully over the wrist issue he had from last year. Because remember, he had, was it a calf or like a borderline Achilles issue at the start of last year? He wasn't right. He was starting to trend upwards. And then he had that wrist issue late in the year where Jake Browning came in and took over for him. They're not sure he's 100% healthy in Cincinnati. So forget rust, which I think is a very valid thing to bring up. Never mind a disgruntled receiver in T. Higgins, a new running game, no more Joe Mixon. You might not have Ja'Marr Chase. Like, the Bengals have way more weapons and way more talent on offense. The Patriots would dream of having the Bengals' leftover talent on offense. But I don't think the gap between these two teams is 7.5 points.
Flip side. So I'm with you. I think the Bengals are, especially early in the season, more vulnerable and a little bit flawed. Like, they got to figure out the Ja'Marr Chase thing, and we got to see if Joe Burrow's healthy. Flip side, it's hard for me to get anywhere excited about the Patriots scoring a lot of points on offense.
No, that's true. We said earlier, 2 touchdowns might take the under.
I would probably take the under on Jacoby Brissett.
Two offensive touchdowns.
The offensive line is still trash, right? And City So may not play. He's been out of practice. He's hurt. So Nick Leverett, now thankfully he won't be snapping the ball because he can't snap, but he might be one of your starting offensive linemen.
Don't love that.
No, I hate that. You might have a rookie starting on the offensive line. Mike Onwenu is going to have to play tackle, it looks like. So the offensive line's bad. Jacoby Brissett is the starting quarterback. And it's also, we've for the most part, kind of like skipped past the defense. But we might highlight Gonzalez or whatever else. But No Judon, no Barmore. And I know they played games last year without those guys. But I wonder how just how good the defense is. Like, if the defense is just middle of the pack, then, like, they're in a lot of trouble. Yeah, like, the way that they steal some games this year is, like, a top-five defense.
If they don't take a step on offense and the defense is middle of the pack, you're talking about a one- or two-win team.
Right. Yeah. And so that's my fear is maybe the offense is what we think it is, and maybe the defense is a little bit worse. And then, like, let's see what Gerard Mayo looks like in a regular season game where you have to coach the thing from the start to the very end. How is that going to go?
Yeah, what's the buzzword he used today? He was like, it's an awareness game. This is a big awareness game, I think is what he said.
Sure is. Big awareness game.
So it is.
How is he with timeouts? How is he with challenges? How is he with all, like, what's that whole operation like? We don't know.
Did they look like an aware team at the end of the preseason?
They certainly did not by the end. They did not.
They did not at all.
No, and then, like, Alex Van Pelt hasn't called plays regularly since 2009. So what's that adjustment going to be like? Is he thinking, well, we can do a lot of the stuff that the Browns did when they had Nick Chubb and the best offensive line? Like, you don't have any of that.
No.
So I get your point on the Bengals aren't great, but I think the Patriots, like, they're one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Right,
so, like, every week they're going to have an uphill
climb.
Let's
scale it back. Can the Patriots cover? Let me rephrase. Will the Patriots cover?
I would not bet that they would cover. They can. Yeah, of course they can.
Anything can happen, so let me rephrase.
No.
Will they? Well, if you don't think they're going to cover, then it's not a winnable game to me, right?
No,
if you don't think they're going to cover the 7.5, then they can't win.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to cover.
Okay.
I think they're going to keep it close. Let's see where the line finishes. Like, if the line keeps coming down with Chase out and it's 5.5 or something like that, I don't want to pigeonhole myself in. But where it's at, like, now, keep it within a touchdown. They can keep this game within a touchdown.
And we have two more days until our last show. But, like, right now, I would think it's like a 24-10.
Our last show.
Oh, before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you never know.
What do you know that I don't?
Had a good one.
Like, yeah, I feel like we've gotten off to a nice little start here.
I want to thank everybody who was involved. I'd like to thank Terp. I'd like to thank Billy and Nick. I think, like, right now, middle of the day on Wednesday, like, 24-10 is kind of what we're looking at, where the Bengals' offense certainly isn't great, but they score 3 touchdowns. And the
Patriots never really scare them.
Never really get going. Never are really in it. And then, you win by a couple touchdowns.
Right.
The under cashes easily.
Right.
I think it's at 40.5.
You come out of it in Cincinnati, the Petralias of the world. They're not happy with how the Bengals look.
Nope.
But the Patriots kind of sort of keep it close, but they never really threaten. I could see that. I think it's a winnable game.
Okay.
I think the Patriots have winnable games on the schedule. I know it's a hard schedule when you break it all down. Pro Football Focus, it's the hardest schedule in football. Mike Clay had them as one of the hardest schedules in football.
Yeah, because the other crap teams, they don't play. Like, they don't get a game with Carolina.
I don't think as highly of the teams in the division, I think, as some others do. Like, the Bills,
the Jets mainly. Well, I'm kind of with you on the Bills.
Okay, Bills and Dolphins, they're all good.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know that the Bills and Dolphins are, like, top upper echelon teams. And I definitely, I'm nowhere near as high on the Jets as you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see.
Me and Belichick like the Jets.
Bill loves the Jets.
He loves Breece Hall.
One of the hardest offenses to game plan for, he said.
Oh, they got great players at every level.
And then Matt Patricia was like, yeah, you're right.
Sure.
You're right.
Yeah, like that.
Exactly. 617-779-7937. We did this earlier. Is there anyone else to get excited about on the Patriots, Keith, besides Drake May? There's not a lot of them. We scraped the bottom of the barrel a little bit, but who'd you have on your list for players to get excited about beyond Drake May, who we're all looking forward to watching eventually?
Well, you could start with the draft. So if Drake May was their first pick, Jalen Polk was their second pick. Wide receiver, giant need. Still is a need, feels like, but maybe one of these young guys can emerge. He would probably be the one with the best bet, right? He was a very productive college player. You've seen a ton of guys now be drafted out of the second round and be really successful wide receivers. So could he follow in the footsteps of some of those guys? Let's hope. So fingers crossed on Jalen Polk. I think Christian Gonzalez, who was trending towards being the defensive rookie of the year last year in the first quarter of the season before he got hurt. If you have an elite corner, and there's not many of them in the league, like that's pretty significant. Like, if you found in back-to-back drafts your corner, quarterback, and receiver.
Huge.
That's insane.
Huge.
So that's on the table. Like, I'm not ruling that out. And then Keon White would be another one. Going back to a recent draft, but with some of the changes on the defensive front, like, you need somebody to kind of anchor that defense there, be sort of a menace in the backfield, somebody that other teams have to be worried about. And I think he at least has the potential to do that. So those are maybe obvious, but those are my three choices.
No, but I think those are all good ones. And I had them all on my list as well. But let me add a few more names outside of Gonzalez, Polk, and Keon White. I'm excited for – excited maybe is too strong of a word. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Antonio Gibson looks like in this offense.
Mm-hmm.
I like Stevenson. I think Gibson's potentially a very nice compliment. Stevenson has caught a lot of passes. He's never felt dynamic in the passing game. I think Gibson can be. He's a college wide receiver. He's been very productive in the NFL, very fumble prone, which can get you into a coach's doghouse, but he can be an explosive player, especially in the passing game. I'm looking forward to see how Antonio Gibson fits. I think it's a nice signing. It shouldn't be the biggest signing you made all offseason, your home run headlining signing.
Might be.
But it was a nice signing, I thought, for Elliott Wolf. Not enough, but I'm looking forward to seeing that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm also looking forward to see a few players on the other side of the football. I thought about the offensive line was one. It's hard to get overly excited for them. Marcus Jones, I feel like, is an under-discussed player.
Yeah.
Year one, we were pretty excited about him by the end of the year. He was competitive on defense. He was making plays on offense. He was dynamic on special teams. I think it's another guy who I just forget about. I think he's going to factor in immediately in the slot. He's undersized, but always felt competitive on defense. Maybe they use him on offense. Maybe there's a role in the new kicking game for him in special teams. That's another player I'm excited to see his return to the field. If you want to throw a rookie offensive lineman on there, go for it. Can those guys play?
Yeah.
I'm not excited to watch their offensive line.
No.
But it needs all the help it can get. Caden Wallace, Laydon Robinson. Let's see if those guys can play.
Well, yeah, because right now everyone's saying, all right, you have two offensive linemen. Like, I don't know how many teams have five that they really feel good about. But no. If you have three or four, you can kind of make do. Two's tough because, like, you're going to have, like, it's going to be lops, like, the whole left side's bad or, like, whatever. Or, like, every other guy is bad. And I think they have found, and this I know was under Belichick, but in years past they have found competent linemen way outside of the first and second round, and guys that they've been able to plug in and play for a long time. And so they have two candidates this year, and I'm sure no matter what they're going to get an opportunity this year. And so if they at least solidify it, not that we're going to be like watching every little snap and direction for those guys, but yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
If it's one less need at the end of the season,
are they a turnstile? Can they line up? Are they stepping on Drake May and or Jacoby Brissett's cleats every other play? Like those sort of things. That's all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.